So let's review. The Gemara continues discussing the prohibition of benefiting from items used as avodah zarah, and now inquires, if one bows to a palm tree, may its branches be used for the mitzvah of lulav. The Gemara cites two interpretations of the inquiry. If it was initially planted to be worshipped, even private benefit is forbidden. Rather, the question is regarding ilan shenatol b'seif avdei libid rabbanan, a tree that was planted for ordinary use and only later worshipped. According to the Rabbanu who hold that benefiting privately from the tree is permitted because it's mechuber, and as Rashi adds, im timtaloi miyesh neved b'mechuber itzel gavaya, assuming that using it for a carbon is forbidden. The question is, linyan mitzvah mai, may it be used for a mitzvah? Mi mois klapi gavaya oiloi, is it considered repulsive to be used for a mitzvah or not? A second interpretation of the inquiry, ba'asherish abitlo kamiboyle, we're referring to a tree that was worshipped and at that time it was forbidden, but then it was nullified. The question is, yesh dichu etzel mitzvahs or ein dichu etzel mitzvahs? Does an object that was disqualified for use as a mitzvah remain permanently disqualified or not? Take it, the Gemara leaves the matter unresolved. Another inquiry. Hamashtachav elabehema tzimra ma'ol l'tcheles. If one bows to an animal, may its wool be used for tcheles? The Gemara points out, e tcheles l'kahanem ha'inu bayi d'ram b'chama. Regarding using its wool for the bigdei kahuna, this is identical to the earlier inquiries whether machshiru carbon to carbon and whether yashinu l'neved, whether such materials can be used for items that assist in karbanas and whether it becomes permitted after undergoing significant change. Furthermore, itcheles l'tzitzis hainu bayi d'rish lakish. Regarding using the wool for tzitzis, this is the identical inquiry of yashdich b'mitzis, whether an object that was disqualified to use for a mitzvah remained permanently disqualified. David the Gemara explains the inquiry as referring to karneho ma'u l'chatzaitzus, shekel ma'u l'chalilin, b'nei me'eho ma'u l'pa'eris. Can we use its horns as trumpets, its bones as flutes, or its intestines as harp strings for the instruments in the Beis HaMikdash? The Gemara explains, alibid ma'adome ikashiru b'kli v'adei aser, ki tibayilach alibid ma'adome ikashiru b'peh. According to the opinion that the mitzvah of shira in the Beis HaMikdash was primarily fulfilled through musical instruments, this is certainly forbidden because it's not fit for a mitzvah. Rather, the Gemara inquires according to the opinion that the mitzvah was primarily fulfilled through vocal singing. Besume kola ba'amhu ma'isinan, aydim afalahachi aser. Do we say that the music is merely a pleasant accompaniment and it's permitted, or it's still repulsive for hektish? Take it here too, the Gemara leaves the matter unresolved. Another inquiry. Hamishtacha v'lamayin, maim of ma'ul nesachim. If one bows to his privately owned spring, may its water be used for nesachim on the mizbeach. The Gemara explains, l'maya kosagid. He certainly intends to bow to the water. However, the question is whether l'may de kamei kosagid v'kamoi kamoi azdu, aydim l'davroin de maya kosagid. Is he bowing to the water that is before him at that moment, and so the subsequent waters are permitted? Or perhaps he's bowing to the current, and all the waters are forbidden? The Gemara does not resolve this inquiry either. Zakta Mishnah, Misha Yebesei Somach Lavoidis Kechavim Benafel Asel of Naisei. If someone's house shared a wall with a structure that was worshipped as an Avodah Zarah, and the wall collapsed, he's forbidden to rebuild the wall because he's benefiting the Avodah Zarah by providing it with a wall. Rather, Ketzed Yase, Kainis Patech Shaloi Arba Amas Ubayna. He withdraws 4 amas into his own property, and he can rebuild the wall there. Although kamarvach l'avodis kachavim, this too should be forbidden because he thereby benefits the avodah zarah by giving it extra space. The Gemara explains the avod le'beis l'kise. He uses that area as an outhouse. And as to the issue of privacy, the avod le'tinaikis inami de gadol le'behizami behingi. Either he uses it as an outhouse for children, or he surrounds it with bushes, thus providing privacy. The Mishnah continues, Shaloi v'shal avodis kechavim nidin mechza al mechza. If the wall was partly on his property and partly on the property of the avodah zarah, he owns half of the space, and that counts towards the 4 amas. The Mishnah concludes, Avnav eitzav afari mitamet kisheret, shenem ashakas teshakzeno. The stones, wood, and dirt of the avodah zarah are tummy like kisheret, and transmit tumah through negiyah, physical contact only, but not through masa by carrying the object. However, v'kiva imikinida, shenem etizrim kemaydavet seytar malay. Man nida mitamba b'masa, av avodah kechav mitamba b'masa. Avodah zarah is compared to a nida and is mitamba b'masa. Zakta Mishnah shleisha batmein. There are 3 categories of houses of avodah zarah. Bayis shabenoi mitchila avodah kechav harisa aser. If the house was originally built to be worshipped as an avodah zarah, it is forbidden. Side of a kaidel avodah kechav mechidush nitl masha chidush. If it was originally built for ordinary purposes, but it was later designated for the avodah zarah and replastered or decorated in honor of the avodah zarah, he can remove the additions, and it is then permitted because only the addition became forbidden. If it was merely used to house an Avodah Zarah and it was then removed, it is permitted. The Gemara cites a related ruling. One who bows to a house causes it to become forbidden. The Gemara infers, something that was once detached and was then attached to the ground, such as stones that were built into a house, can become forbidden as Avodah Zarah. The Gemara explains, the Mishnah teaches us that if it was built as an Avodah Zarah, it becomes forbidden even if it was not yet worshipped. And Rav teaches us that it becomes forbidden when worshipped even if it was not originally built for that purpose. The next Mishnah is very similar to the previous Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, Shalosh Avonim Hein. There are three categories of stones of Avodah Zarah. Evan Shechatzva Metchila Labimus, Harezo Asura. If a stone was originally hewn to be used as a pedestal for the idol and to become part of the Avodah Zarah to be worshipped, it is forbidden. It was initially hewn for ordinary purposes, but it was later plastered or decorated to be an Avodah Zarah. He can remove the additions, and it is then permitted because only the addition became forbidden. If it was temporarily used as a pedestal for the Avodah Zarah and it was then removed, it is permitted. The Gemara explains, Avogav decide v'kayed begufishal evan, ki natal mashachid eshaper dami. Even if the plaster was applied in the grooves of the stone becomes permitted when he removes it.